This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. The U.S. Republican National Convention starts Monday in Charlotte, North Carolina, with party stalwarts set to renominate President Donald Trump for a second term in the White House. The president is scheduled to speak four nights straight during a mix of live and virtual events. He's expected to attack Democratic opponent Joe Biden. In an AP interview, Winthrop University political science professor John Holder says the Republican National Convention will follow some routine procedure, but fewer delegates will vote in person to renominate President Trump.
Unlike the Democratic Convention, where they had people all over the country zooming in or however they produced that, they are going to have the ritual roll call of the states. It's just going to be much smaller than usual.
White House advisor Kellyanne Conway said she will leave the Trump administration at the end of August, citing the need to focus on her family. Her departure, about 2 months before Mr. Trump seeks re-election, comes at a crucial time for the president. The decisions by the Conways comes at a time after their 15-year-old daughter, Claudia, said on Twitter that she was seeking emancipation. Claudia has previously been outspoken on social media against her mother's views. Monday, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo praised Israel's normalization of ties with the United Arab Emirates, saying he hopes to see other Arab countries follow suit. Standing next to Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, Pompeo said, quote, "I'm very hopeful that we will see other Arab nations join in this," end quote. For more on these and all of the stories of the day, please visit us at voanews.com. You can also download our easy-to-use app. From Washington, this is VOA News.